is the Tom Likas Show.
It's not so bad with the shaking of the tukas.
Now, from the new normal studios in Burbank.
I'm ready for sex.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the new normal studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. That's blowmeuptom.com. And our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. The Tom Likas Show brought to you in part by the Mangrake Grill Enhancement System. Go to blowmeuptom.com right now and click on that Mangrake banner. Mangrake for Christmas. What are you thinking? Come on, dude. Get it together. It's Mangrake. Thank you so much for tuning in, being part of the program. We appreciate it. And I'm very excited about the guest I'm about to introduce here because Elon Musk is a renaissance man. I mean, first of all, he is the CEO of three different companies. One called Solar City, which is in the business of leasing solar panels to people so they can enjoy the benefits of solar energy without having to make the big investment. Then there is SpaceX. And what have they done? Oh, nothing. They've got a contract with the federal government to take over building things like space shuttles. And they recently docked with the space station. Amazing stuff. And he's the CEO of Tesla Motors, who is, well, they're the company that built the Model S. And what is the Model S? Well, it's Motor Trend's 2013 Car of the Year. Now, that is quite the resume. But he's more than just a CEO. He's more than just a businessman. He's more than just an entrepreneur. He is somebody who thinks big. And I really respect that. And I think we have a lot to learn from listening to what he has to say. So my deepest thanks and welcome to Elon Musk. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Tesla Motors, Car of the Year. It happened. Tell us about that.
Sure. So we feel very honored to have won Car of the Year for Motor Trend. And I think for people outside or don't know the car business well, it's sort of the closest thing to the Emmys or Oscars that the car industry has. And what was pretty cool is that the Motor Trend guys said that this was a particularly strong year with a number of entrants, including the new Porsche 911, and that despite it being a strong field, it was the first time that they can remember giving a unanimous verdict in favor of the one particular vehicle, being the Model S. So, it's really, really great. I think this marks a turning point for electric vehicles.
You know, there's a lot of people, although you've gotten all this wonderful press, and deservedly so, what's amazing is how many people don't know what the Model S is, or a Tesla, what Tesla's all about. A number of people think you make a hybrid.
Right. I do have to remind people that we make a car that is 100% electric, and long range and high performance. A lot of people still have preconceived notions about electric vehicles that are incorrect or don't have to be true. And the Model S shows that you can actually have an electric vehicle that's fast, long range, great maneuverability, lots of cargo space, and that's fundamentally a better car than any gasoline car.
Now, there have been a lot of newspaper stories about this. You're aware of it. You've spoken about it. Mitt Romney, when running for president, used your company as an example, and he called your company a loser. And what was your response to that?
It's obviously not great to be called a loser by a presidential candidate. In fact, he attacked us in two out of three presidential debates, and I thought that was unnecessary. As far as Tesla being a loser, I think if we were a loser, we would not have won Car of the Year. I mean, there's still some question around to Tesla as a company and how we do sort of financially. And obviously, we still have to get to cash flow positive, which we expect to occur pretty soon in a matter of weeks. And I think that's kind of the key turning point for viability as a company. So I think what we've done so far is we've won in terms of creating a product. But we haven't yet won in terms of creating a viable company, but I'm hoping that we'll achieve that point very, very soon.
Now, as you know, I bought a Model S, so one of the first 1,000 on the road, I guess, and I've been driving it for a week. And let me just say that what's amazing about it is I was giving you guys a lot of leeway. I'm thinking I want an electric car to work, and I want Tesla Motors to work. And so I'm willing to take a chance and buy this car, knowing really very little about it, except having had about a 10-minute test drive one time of a prototype. I didn't know what to expect. And I have to say this. I've owned many cars, and I've never owned a car that is as well thought out as this one. So many things were thought out. It's rare that a mass production vehicle has this much thought going into it with so many features and so many possibilities. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, we really wanted to create a car that was the best car, not just the best electric car. So we thought about all aspects of the vehicle, from the fit and finish, styling, cargo capacity, handling, acceleration, and then the whole sort of infotainment. So we've got a 17-inch touchscreen display, sort of feels like a giant iPad, the whole car is wirelessly connected to the internet via 3G and Wi-Fi. So we can do remote updates of the car and can keep improving the car. And so in a few weeks, we'll be actually uploading version 4 of the vehicle software to your car, and to everyone's car. And it's going to have a whole bunch of enhancements that make the drivability better, that improve the sound codec, iPhone and Android app that where you can control your car remotely. There's a proximity sensing for the key fob, so the handle will auto-extend as you approach the car. There's a whole bunch of things that are going to be there that enhance the value of the car even after you bought it.
And what is interesting is a lot of people look at the price of the Model S and they blanch, even though the price I paid is more than the price people will pay down the line.
Right.
But you guys are also cooperating on battery technology with other companies.
We are. So we currently supply entire powertrains and battery packs to Toyota and to Mercedes. So for Toyota, we provide the powertrain, meaning the motor, inverter, charger, gearbox, basically everything that makes the car move, and the battery pack for the RAV4, the electric RAV4, and then for the Mercedes for the electric B-Class, the same thing.
So there are benefits to people who aren't even buying a Tesla car from you engaging all these technological adventures that you're in.
There are. I mean, overarching goal here is to accelerate the advent of electric vehicles. So that's a combination of cars that Tesla makes itself, as well as technology that we supply to others.
Now, a lot of people don't know about SpaceX, and of course, you're also the CEO of SpaceX. Tell everybody what SpaceX is.
SpaceX is, we build rockets and spacecraft, and we were awarded the contract to resupply the space station for NASA. So the space shuttle retired, so NASA basically put the function of the space shuttle out to bid, because the space shuttle was the primary means of taking people and cargo to and from the space station. That was its primary purpose. So we won the cargo portion of that contract a few years ago. And we've done two missions this year to take cargo to and from the space station. And then we also are doing pretty well in the commercial satellite launch market. So we've got about 40 launches under contract, primarily for satellite launches. So it's a combination of servicing NASA and launching commercial satellites that do broadcast and communications.
Now, some people have described you as a modern-day Thomas Edison. Your interest in technology, and it's more than just trying to make a few bucks. You have a much bigger goal in mind, it seems.
I'm a technologist, so I try to apply myself to things that I think are most likely to affect the future of humanity, at least in my opinion. And the three things that I thought would most affect humanity were the internet, sustainable energy, and making life multiplanetary. You know, there's a couple of internet companies, and then Tesla and SolarCity on the sustainable energy front, and SpaceX on the space exploration front.
And I'll bet there's a lot of people who don't know about your involvement in the creation of PayPal.
Yeah, I was one of the co-founders of PayPal and the largest shareholder of the company when it got sold to eBay. That is what gave me the capital necessary to create SpaceX and Tesla and help bring SolarCity into being.
And SolarCity, we've heard ads for SolarCity. Tell us what that is as well.
SolarCity does solar power installations for homes and businesses, they're at this point the largest provider of solar power systems in the country. Yeah, I'd really recommend that people give them a call if they're interested in a super hassle-free solar power installation on their house or business. But what SolarCity's been able to do is get the cost low enough and get the financing vehicles in place such that you can get solar power on your house or business and actually have your utility bill drop, which is key. So it's no money down, and you just do a solar lease. But the cost of the solar lease is less than the electricity that it's replacing. So your total utility bill, inclusive of the solar lease, actually goes down.
I have to say this. I have a large solar array, and I have a Model S. And the impact, obviously, it's not cheap to have solar panels and to have an electric vehicle at this point in time. But your fixed costs going forward, the amount you have to spend per month on these expenses that everybody has to deal with, long run, in the long range, you're going to save a fortune.
If you buy the solar panels, then in the long run you will save a fortune. But the thing I was just mentioning with SolarCity is that by leasing the solar panels, you can actually experience the cost advantage immediately. So it's no money down, and your cost of electricity drops.
It's pretty remarkable stuff. Now, you know what's interesting about all of this is that when we hear about American business, mostly we hear stories like the Hostess Twinkie story or the Sears Holdings story or all these companies where they buy up a bunch of moderately performing or worse businesses and kind of tack these companies together. And they try to make money by, rather than creating something new or innovative or interesting, they try to make money by cutting costs, firing people, selling off divisions and what have you. It's very rare that we see somebody who is an entrepreneur on your scale who is trying to move society forward, who is trying to build products people want. Instead of trying to cut your way to prosperity, you're trying to build new businesses and make people think differently. It's a very big concept. I guess I have to ask you, what made you think you could pull these things off when it seems like American business is stymied or they seem confused at this point in time? There's very little innovation. Mostly you have just people trying to cut their way to prosperity.
Well, I didn't actually think that I'd succeed. When I started these companies, I actually thought that the most likely outcome was that I would fail.
Were you okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, I think if something is important enough, then you should do it, even if the most likely outcome is failure.
You know, corporate America doesn't think that way.
True. I suppose that's true.
And that's what's exciting about it. I just like watching what you're doing because it's just not the way people are doing business these days. I'm a small businessman. I'm an entrepreneur myself. And I'm fascinated to see when somebody is more interested in making products that move society forward, products where there is demand, or where you can educate people to demand those products, rather than trying to find out and figure out how many tens of thousands of people you can lay off and
right.
then make a profit, which is the way business works today in most companies.
Right. Well, and in fact, Romney was a particular proponent of that approach, unfortunately. So people ought to pay a lot more attention to whether a company is creating a great product or service. You know, and that's the essence of why a company is supposed to be created in the first place. You know, a company is just a group of people that are working together to create a compelling product or service. That's what it should be.
All right, we'll continue with Elon Musk. And he doesn't have a lot of time, so we can't take phone calls with Elon, but we're thrilled that he's spending this time with us. In the meantime, we will take your calls following his appearance. He's got a few more minutes, and then your calls at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. Good luck getting through. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We are really happy to welcome AdamandEve.com back to the Tom Likas Show. Hey, if you're looking to spice things up with your girl, toys, maybe a video, whatever gets her going, this is the place to go. And they currently have an offer you can't beat. Go to AdamandEve.com right now and, for a limited time only, get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. When you select one item at 50%, you'll receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free hot gift, and they'll even throw in free shipping on the entire order. It's ridiculous. Now go to AdamandEve.com today. AdamandEve.com. That's Adam and Eve. No ampersand there. AdamandEve.com. To get this special offer, you just enter offer code TOM101 at checkout. Got it? T-O-M and the numbers 101, no spaces, and get 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, a free gift, and free shipping. Now, Adam and Eve is supporting the Tom Likas Show. Let's show our support for AdamandEve.com. Just use code TOM101 at AdamandEve.com.
Weekends at New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock 24-7. Sunday, it's the Dale Ford 100. 7 p.m. Pacific. 100 minutes of hand-picked, ass-kicking hard rock. Followed at 9 by the legendary Eddie Trunk and Eddie Trunk Rock. Your weekend just grew some big old balls.
Rock. You've heard me talk many times about Real Estate Network Group. They've been with us since day one, and we've been saying it all along. It's a great time to buy, folks. Interest rates are hovering at all-time lows. Check in with Real Estate Network Group right now and get a free consultation to discuss your long and short-term goals. Give them a call right now, 310-784-8800. Real Estate Network Group, teaching their clients how to use real estate as a vehicle towards financial independence, and not by using theory or quoting books. They actually practice what they preach. They're investors themselves. Our friends at Real Estate Network Group understand that it's not just about properties, but it's also about lifestyle. So if you've been thinking about that beach house, these are the guys that will help you take it from dream to reality. And there are good friends at Real Estate Network Group. Call them, 310-784-8800. Use their services, and they'll give you 1 free year membership to Premium Tom and the Gary and Dino Show. I said and. Yes, I did. Real Estate Network Group, 310-784-8800. Call now. The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. You hear us here live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can hear our show 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com, so the show replays all night, all day tomorrow. And then, of course, our podcast is available on demand if you go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. We have with us Elon Musk. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla Motors, the CEO of SpaceX, the CEO of SolarCity, an inventor, an entrepreneur, a big thinker. And Elon, I have to tell you that one of the things that feels great about driving a Tesla Model S, which is the 2013 Motor Trend Car of the Year, is that this is a car, and this is what's amazing about it. You know, we're so used to feeling good about these big Japanese cars like a Lexus or like an Infiniti. Or we feel good about German engineering, and they use that term in commercials all the time. I'm driving a car. I'm driving a luxury car. I'm driving a luxury car that doesn't use any gasoline, that was totally made by Americans.
Right. It actually literally is built from scratch. We bring in coils of aluminum and plastic pellets, and out comes a car. We stamp the body mold the plastic bumpers. And it's really very vertically integrated, and it's manufactured in Fremont at the former NUMMI plant.
It's pretty outrageous. Now, how many Model S cars do you project in this first year? And is this a model for the long haul, or will you retire it like your first model? What will happen?
Well, eventually every model will be retired, but the Model S will continue, I think, for many years to come. We're expecting at least a five-year production run of the Model S, and with new versions, it could go much longer. And then we'll bring out other lines as well. Got the Model X that'll be coming out in 2014, which is an SUV, and then our third generation vehicle, which will be a bit of a slightly smaller vehicle. If you consider the Model S to be comparable in size to a BMW 5 to 7 series, then the third generation vehicle will be sort of comparable to a BMW 3 series or an Audi A4, and that'll have a starting price of around $30,000. So we're really excited about getting to that point.
What changed? You know, over the years, we've had conspiracy theorists who were convinced that the oil companies didn't want electric cars to succeed. We had the movie about who killed the electric car. We have a number of people believe that there has been some kind of a movement to make sure that an electric car just could not happen. What changed here?
Ever since the advent of lithium-ion batteries, it's been possible to create a compelling electric car. In fact, I was surprised that nobody did it. And that's year after year, nobody was doing it. That's what prompted me to want to make it happen. I've been a big proponent of electric cars since college, actually, so it's been over 20 years. In college, I used to talk to girls I was dating about electric cars.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
Not well. It's not a winning strategy.
No.
I just think from the standpoint of the basic physics of it all, it's the obvious way to go. Really almost everything's electric. Think about it. It's kind of weird that cars aren't. And the only reason they aren't is because the range hasn't been there. So if you solve the range problem, then obviously electric cars are going to be the preferred method. I mean, you know, if you think of all the appliances in your kitchen or industrial machinery, it's all electric. There are far more electric motors out there than there are gasoline engines. And in the early days of transportation, it wasn't clear whether electric cars or gasoline cars would win, but then ultimately the batteries weren't good enough and the electronics were pretty weak. So the gasoline cars, even though it's a far more complex system, went out over electric.
No, there's no doubt about it, and it's so exciting, and it's so exciting to see this succeed. Now, a number of people tried to, Mitt Romney being one of them, but there was more than just Mitt Romney trying to lump you in with Solyndra.
Right.
Not the same, is it?
Well, no. I mean, so Solyndra made solar panels and got steamrolled by the Chinese, basically. We're not in the same position. Solyndra was making a commodity product at a price that was twice what the world market commodity price was for solar panels, and there's just no way for them to survive in that scenario.
Now you guys have had government loans. Where is that at? Do you guys project being able to pay those loans off? Again, these are questions that people ask, mostly people who are skeptics or want to see us continue driving oil and gas-powered vehicles forever. Where are you guys at?
Tesla's actually been paying off the government loan ahead of schedule, and we intend to continue doing that. It is worth noting that of the loans that were given out, there was a massive bailout of GM and Chrysler, and then there was, in a separate program, the Advanced Technology Vehicle Manufacturing Program, there were loans given to Ford, Nissan, Tesla, and Fisker, and I think maybe a few others. But of all the car companies, actually, I believe Tesla got the least amount of money by far. So if one is to criticize government loans, well, you should start by criticizing General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Nissan, and everyone else.
And why Nissan would get a U.S. government loan is beyond me.
Right, exactly. I think they got like a $1.6 billion loan, and we got a $465 million loan. You know, it's kind of ridiculous if one is going to criticize government loans, why criticize the one that got the smallest loan?
why criticize the business that appears to be succeeding? I mean, you're going to sell every car in this model year, and you probably got a waiting list of people who would jump right in if somebody decided to opt out.
We do, actually. We've got, we're actually sold out for the next 6 months, or 7 months even.
Right. So why criticize a company that has a product that people want? And clearly, companies that make products that people want, if they have a government loan, they're more likely to pay it back than companies that make cars or other products that people don't want or don't care about.
I think the, some of the criticism directed towards Tesla is more out of concern that Tesla will be successful than that we will fail. Because if we're successful, it shows that electric cars are indeed viable and we should move in that direction. And it's bad news for oil and gas.
I have a home that is within earshot, and I can see Vandenberg Air Force Base. So I see some of your handiwork flying over my ranch occasionally. And I own your car. Okay, where are you going next? Or dare I ask where you're going to – what your next adventure is going to be?
Well, I mean, I was really stay focused on Tesla and SpaceX for a long time. And then, you know, have a – but one day a month on Solar City. So those are the three companies that I'm really going to stay focused on. But I'm going to just publish some ideas around a high-speed, sort of a new mode of transport, like a fifth mode of transport called the Hyperloop. And that I think is, you know, I actually don't want to do it myself because I'm just too strung out working on Tesla and SpaceX. But I'd like to just sort of put something out there and maybe have other people contribute to it, and then hopefully someone will go out and create that.
Well, it's fabulous. Look, I find you to be a fascinating individual. I love the Model S. I'm thrilled that that I had confidence and I put my $40,000 down a long time ago and waited for this car to come in.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, by the way.
It was worth the wait. I want to tell you. I want to tell it to you personally because it's so exciting, and more than just about any car on the road, people are getting whiplash turning around to look at this car. It's pretty outrageous, and I want to advise everybody to at least go out. You've got these wonderful showrooms, and before I let you go,
sure.
What is it with the traditional automobile vehicle manufacturers where they're now, what are they, filing a lawsuit to try to keep you from setting up Tesla stores? It's unbelievable.
Right. We are facing some legal opposition from dealer groups who are who want to force us to go through the traditional dealer franchise system, and you know, whereas we want to try a new way of introducing people to electric cars. We'll see how that goes. But I mean, I feel pretty confident that we'll prevail in this because the goal of any of the legislation is just to, you know, it was to protect franchisors that had been given a franchise by a big car company, and you know, making sure that big car company can't put a new franchise right next to them or take their franchise away, which is totally fair. But for a company like us, which has never granted any franchises, to try to use that legislation, which was intended to do good, for a bad purpose, I don't think that the courts will look favorably upon that.
Well, I certainly think that just the concept of having a shop that kind of looks like an Apple store where you could go and look at vehicles and then design your vehicle, it's fantastic. It's innovative. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of people in the status quo who are threatened by anything innovative, and they're going to try to use any means necessary to stop you.
Right.
And I just hope they don't.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for spending this time with us. I wanted to have you here because I want to tell you personally, thank you for making this great car. It's fantastic. And I want everyone to know that it's out there. You can't get this year's model, but everybody should be out there looking and seeing what you guys have to offer.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla Motors, CEO of SpaceX, the founders of PayPal, just a renaissance man in every possible way. Tell you what we'll do here is we'll take a break and we will come back, and we don't do this very often. We just do it once in a while, but I think on the heels of having Elon Musk, on the heels of trying to get you guys all psyched up and ready for the next challenge in your life, I think what we'll do now here is maybe 30 minutes or so of unscreened calls without a delay. And you can call in and talk about any topic. They're unscreened. You couldn't do this in radio. There's no delay. Literally anything goes. And we tend to rip through these calls pretty quickly. So we will clear the lines now that Elon Musk is gone. And you can call us here at 901-3000-TOM right now. 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. It's unscreened calls without a delay. We don't do it very often, so jump in and take your chances here.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. Good luck getting through. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
I've got a question for you. Have you experienced the smell of smoke in your home after a nearby fire? Well, you know what? That means you've got smoke damage. Don't try to call your insurance carrier and negotiate that claim yourself, because you're never going to get the results you would have gotten had you called GA Public Adjusters. GA Public Adjusters at 866-866-0777 or online at irepresentyou.com. Now, maybe you have water or mold damage, wind or roof damage. Let an expert make sure you get exactly what you deserve. It won't cost a thing out of your pocket, and your insurance premium will not go up. GA Public Adjusters receives a modest percentage of the settlement they'll work so hard to get for you. Why protect a big corporate insurance company when you pay them to protect you? GA Public Adjusters works for you on both home and business claims. Call for a free estimate today, 866-866-0777. Or visit them online at www.irepresentyou.com. GA Public Adjusters. Call today and get paid.
All right, I'd like you to come away with me for a moment, if you don't mind. Imagine yourself as a lizard, a cold-blooded reptile. You're sitting out on a rock, the sun, in the Galapagos somewhere, just steeping nutrients. Soaking up the vitamin D from that sun. Feels good. Feels damn good. We'll take that sun, replace those rays of life with New Normal Music. Go to newnormalmusic.com and be that lizard. Soak up those jams. Just start seeping, man. It's newnormalmusic.com. My name's Art Webb. I'm here every day, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pacific time. newnormalmusic.com. Do it.
Here's a topic I know a lot about. I'm sure many of you remember that I had a serious mold issue in my home. Now, out of nowhere, I started experiencing health problems. Even my voice was affected. Well, it wasn't until a contractor friend of mine suggested a mold inspection that I discovered it was my own house that was making me sick. You know, left untreated, not only will mold destroy the investment you've worked so hard for, but it can make you seriously ill. Don't take mold and other indoor air quality issues lightly. Get in touch with Sean at moldfree.me now and arrange for an honest, reliable inspection. Moldfree.me. You know, Sean was one of the guys who was in on that original inspection of my house in the Hollywood Hills. He has well over a decade of experience in mold and indoor air quality inspections, and you'll get a fast response with a quick turnaround anywhere in Ventura, L.A., and Orange counties. Moldfree.me. Buying, renting, don't go another day without knowing. Go to moldfree.me today or call this number, 818-970-8870, right now. That's 818-970-8870, and talk to Sean. Sean is at moldfree.me. Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. This is where you hear us live Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. It's blowmeuptom.com on our podcast available on demand. Sign up today at PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Thanks again to Elon Musk of Tesla Motors for joining us here. And now we got a little bit of time left before Likas 201, so we have unscreened calls without a delay at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number, 901-3000-866. Okay, it's unscreened calls without a delay. Hello.
Tom, I did it.
What?
I kicked that bitch out. She's gone like 15 minutes ago, man. It's beautiful.
Nice. Very good. Tell us how it went down.
Oh, she was crying and everything. But I told that bitch, I don't trust you no more. Get the fuck out of here. That's it. You're done.
You're not going to move another one in, are you?
No, well, she wasn't even living here. I just got her over here and say, hey, I'm telling you what's what, and that's it. No one lives with me. Single as fuck. The best.
Love that.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
I am so thrilled. By the way, did she try to resist? Did she get you to change your mind or try to get you to change your mind?
Oh, yeah, she was saying, what you're saying isn't true. You're crazy. Well, if I'm crazy, bitch, then fuck it, you should be happy. Kick rocks. No.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment. I can feel just the nastiness in her coming out, and I wouldn't let it. I even recorded it in case you try to do some sneaky shit, you know?
Oh, I love that.
That's right. That's right.
Fabulous. Sounds to me like that's heading for SoundCloud. That. Not that I would recommend doing that, but my God.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm going to have to edit it out a little bit, but it was like 40 minutes long. The bitch wouldn't leave.
They never want to leave. You know, it's amazing. Yeah. They love to stamp their feet and threaten you. And the minute you say, well, why don't you just leave? Oh, it's amazing. That, like my t-shirt that says, there's the door.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
You tell them there's the door. They
already
got two lined up tonight.
Fucking right. Come on now.
Double shifting. I love that.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good
to
me.
Thank you so much, man. Hey, Tom, you got to take me out Kobe style.
Kobe style. Here you go.
This is about us. She's so special to me. Your beats in my heart. The air I breathe. She's so special to me.
901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's unscreened calls without a delay. Hello.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Not much.
Man, that interview with Elon Musk, probably the greatest thing I've ever heard on this show.
Oh.
And anywhere, really. That was very inspirational.
Thank you so much. He's quite a guy, isn't he? I mean, I'm blown away by everything he does.
Yeah, and the fact that you told the story about how you emailed him and he replied personally, this seems very down to earth, you know, very cool.
Well, that's how that interview happened, you know. I had written him an email about my car. And I thought it would get kicked down to some underling somewhere, somebody with a title. And I never in a million years expected to get a response within 10 minutes. Within 10 minutes!
Yeah, it's amazing. So
that speaks volumes to me about Elon Musk. I'm a fan for life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hopefully someday I'll be able to get one of his cars there. But real quick, any news on a listener party? I know you're supposed to have one in maybe October.
Well, we have had our delays primarily because of a technical nature. We are still working on trying to have everything nailed down so it'll sound great when we go somewhere. The next date I have my eye on, and I don't know if I'll be able to pull it off. Probably not, but I'd love to do it. That day that the Mayan calendar says is the end of the world, wouldn't that be a great night to have a party?
Oh, yeah, go out with a bang, right?
Exactly right. So I don't know if we can pull it off, but that's my idea, is to have an end-of-the-world party.
Nice, nice. I'll definitely be there.
Right.
Hey, so I made a custom bumper sticker and a custom license plate frame, and I put them on my car, and just wondering, what's your opinion on that? I mean,
No, but for promoting the show, I'm all in favor. So can do that, and you can encourage other people to do it. I think it's great. It helps to promote the show, and I think I like homegrown promotion like that. What I don't like is people trying to sell entire hours of my show on the Internet. Those people I get to hear from my attorney. But people who are promoting the show, I'm all in.
Sweet. I'll take a pic, and I'll send it to you later on.
If you send me that pic, I will put it up on Facebook so everybody can see it.
Sweet. Sounds good. All right, Tom, can you blow me up?
Yep, I certainly can. Tom is our telephone number. We're having unscreened calls here without a delay. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Long time, first time, Dad.
Thank you so much, son.
I just wanted to call and say I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you for a while. I actually had all my I worked at a job at OfficeMax. I had my friends all listening to you. It was great.
In my neighborhood, we call it OfficeMax.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually had a question, some advice for Likas 201. Should I call back later? Or
yes. You know what? Likas 201 is starting in about 15 minutes, so we'll call back when we start, and we'll put you on.
Okay, cool. And I also had a question about the because I usually I listen to it with my TuneIn app, and I was just online the other day on blowmeup.com, and I was streaming it, and I liked that it actually had the date of the show, the date and time of the show, so I know what date I was listening to, you know, when it replays.
Yes.
But it doesn't do so on TuneIn. Do you think
it's
update?
A technical issue.
Okay.
Obviously, if you go to blowmeuptom.com, we're putting that information out. It is not getting to TuneIn for reasons you'd have to ask TuneIn. I don't know the reason.
Okay.
But if you ever want that information, it is always up at blowmeuptom.com. It's there right now.
Okay. I'll have to start streaming from my computer then.
Good.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say keep doing what you're doing, and I love the show. Can you take me out Batman style?
Batman style. You bet I can. Here you go.
Fuck! It's fucking distracting having somebody walking up in the middle of the fucking scene. I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass. Let's go again! And let's not have you fucking walking in!
We are about 15 minutes away from Likas 201. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number right now. It's unscreened calls without a delay. Hello.
Tom.
Yes.
Man, I'm just sitting here getting the smoker ready, the offset smoker ready for Thanksgiving. Smoked a couple of birds, put on a little Tom Likas, make the day go by, and it was great hearing Elon Musk.
Oh, wasn't that amazing?
That was so inspirational, but I want to point out something, and it was you that picked up on the difference between creating a business, creating something from the ground up, and then going in as a parasite. I am so sick and tired of the assholes on CNBC thinking that business surrounds around the tri-state area, around New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York.
Right.
And capital formation, that we need their capital to start something. Elon Musk didn't get their capital. He built PayPal from the ground up. He built it from angel and venture capitalists out here in the West. And I'm so sick of that. Taking these people that tear down something, it's the easiest thing in the world to do, to disassemble something and sell off the parts, and holding them up as the pinnacle of business. It's bullshit. The pinnacle should be, and here's another interesting person you might want to interview if you haven't already, Dean Kamen, the inventor of the Segway, if you might remember.
Oh, I thought he invented I thought he invented the islands where Mitt Romney keeps his money.
No, the other spell with a K.
Oh, okay.
Not with a C. I like that though. But he's another one who promotes engineers, and he's trying to get students involved. He's the one behind the robot wars, etc. They're trying to get the kids in school involved in engineering, which is all great. But unless we treat these people and pay them to what they deserve, and then give them some kind of job security, so they don't have to worry about some asshole like Romney coming in with Bain Capital and ripping the company apart and sending off all the engineers, which like Carly did to Hewlett Packard. You saw them today, and they're genius about buying companies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they completely imploded. You know, I mean, this crap of mergers, mergers are one thing, you know, but this disassembly, this vulture capitalism, this private equity that's out there, Hostess, same damn deal. They're ripping out what they pulled out 190-some million the first go-round, and now they're looking for, I think it's about $20 million to pay 19 right. executives to help take the company and finish it off.
And by the way, speaking of that CNBC, the worst offender in what you're talking about is that Maria Bartiromo, who gets away with a lot because of how she looks, but she is a big fan of vulture capitalism, and she's a big supporter.
She sucks the dick of every one of you, especially Sandy Weil of Citigroup. She got in trouble. She got in trouble for buying some of that stock. She wrote back. He kicked off all the other executives off of when they came back from Garbos or whatever from Switzerland.
Yeah.
And he kicked them all off his private jet for Maria and him to ride back. I mean, she must have been sucking dick the whole way.
That's your opinion. We have to make clear.
That is Dave and Fullerton. I'll put my name on. That is my opinion.
Okay.
Not only that, but well, I run a big stock chat line. It's the opinion of everybody else on there, too.
Oh, boy.
But, I mean, that whole tri-state area is they're I can't blame them. They're defending their buck where their bread is buttered on in that area. But to the exclusion, look how they run down the creative capitalists, the ones that actually built some. Look at Zuckerberg. Look what they're doing to Facebook. I mean, just trash talking this thing all the time.
Well, look at Romney and what he said about Tesla. Look at what Romney said about Tesla.
Yeah, same thing with Tesla. Oh, CNBC is not shy on slamming Tesla either.
Right.
I mean, to the point of mocking him. They actually mock these people. This is the American way. This is what America was built on. People creating things out of nothing, not people tearing them apart. They're absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thank you for the rant.
Oh, no problem at all. You know, I'm waiting for the next moron to come along and let's buy JCPenney and then let's buy the Gap and let's merge them together. And then let's achieve efficiencies by firing thousands of people. You know that something like that will come along, and there'll be others like that. And CNBC worships all these people who tear businesses down. And you are right. I watch CNBC. I'm one of the few. There's only 350,000 viewers during the day of CNBC at any given time. And you are exactly right. They tear down the people who invent products that people will want and need with time. And they praise all the people who take companies and gut them for parts. That's who they praise. Or they praise the hedge funds and the private equity groups. All these guys who come in, and whether they're tearing apart Eastman Kodak or tearing apart whatever company, oh, CNBC, they just love these people.
The cheap, easy money. I mean, you know, the people who really take a risk, they mock, slam, trash talk, whatever.
Right.
Because it threatens them and somehow? Come on.
Right.
This is ridiculous. It just burns my hide.
You are absolutely right, Dave. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. It's unscreen calls without a delay. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, where's Dino?
Dino is with his family for Thanksgiving week, so he is off to the races.
I thought so. Yeah, I'm a big fan of him, man. I don't know if you're much of a gamer, but you ever heard of Laszlo Jones?
No.
Well, in Grand Theft Auto, he does the radio voice. He does his own little talk show. And if you know that game, he reminds me a little bit of Dino, you know? And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, real funny guy, man. So, I don't know if you ever played the game.
When you first said, when you were talking about Dino, when you first said gamer, I thought you were spelling it G-A-Y-M-E-R.
No. Be funny tomorrow, Tom.
All right. I got you. Let's go to our next caller here. It's wide open phones. It's unscreened calls without a delay. Hello.
Hello, you goddamn mother. You're the fucking man. Fucking love you. Hey,
yeah.
I'm so glad you got Elon Musk on the phone. He's such a great guy. I actually went to SpaceX once, and his address is One Rocket Road, and it's in Hawthorne, and it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Security is unreal. You know what? I had to show them my left testicle just to make sure that I was who I was. It was the best, and it's crazy. And his sister, amazing woman, great people. They're both so just down to earth. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, do you feel that he's going to get into the motorcycle industry because of the whole, like, gas thing?
I don't know. I think he has very big dreams. He thinks bigger than most of us. And, look, he's taken on these seemingly impossible tasks. And he didn't just talk. He does. I get tired of people who talk. I like people who do. And he does.
Tom, that's like you. You guys are the same 8++ personalities. I remember walking into his office, and this guy is sitting there, super humble, with his assistant following me. Great human beings. Hey, Tom, let me ask you something. I got somebody in my office right now who's fucking genius, respect her to the goddamn bone. You want to give her a good stock tip, something solid. She's a big investor, doesn't trade daily, but a long mutual fund or a long trade that you can tell her about?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd be happy to talk to her, but my idea right now is to stay out of the market altogether.
Do you mind if I put her on the phone?
Not at all. I'll tell her what I'll tell you, absolutely.
Hey, Tom.
How are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing great. Now, my advice about the stock market is to stay out of it for now.
You got it, man. Why would you say that?
Fiscal cliff, not resolved, possible increases in taxes on capital gains and dividends, and a lot of people are going to be selling their stock before the end of the year in order to lock in those gains before taxes go up.
So what do you suggest in the meantime?
I suggest being very conservative, putting your cash away and waiting for the next buy signal, rather than putting your money in now and watching it dip.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense, and I appreciate the insight.
I'm here to help. All right, coming up next, another edition of Likas 201, where your professor gets down with all the people who failed Likas 101 or never took Likas 101. Now they're living with the girlfriend. Now the girlfriend wants to have a baby. Now the girlfriend wants to become the wife. And now they are miserable. If that's you, this is the class for people who obviously did not follow Likas 101, and it's coming up next.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. Good luck getting through. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link. From blowmeuptom.com.
All these radio stations are being shut down, and for good reason, because they play it safe by playing the same 200 songs over and over. And that's where Great Big Radio comes in. Click into greatbigradio.com, and you're going to hear great stuff that you thought was lost forever, right alongside the best-sounding hits and the Beatles every bottom of the hour. It's not just oldies. It's oldies gone wrong. Keep it in the family. The New Normal presents
Great Big Radio.
The hits and the songs that should have been.
24/7 at greatbigradio.com.
Looking for a bargain on a great getaway? Johnny Weiss at bargaintravels.biz is going to hook you up. How about 5 days, 4 nights, Yucatan Mexico Beach Resort, bordered by the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico, daily breakfast, round-trip airport transfers? You won't believe the price. Call 602-509-0902. Or click on the bargaintravels.biz banner on blowmeuptom.com's sponsors page. Here's one for you wine drinkers. A 5-day, 4-night Sonoma, California vacation. Spacious rooms, internet access, guided wine tour for a ridiculous price. Call Johnny directly 24/7 at 602-509-0902. Johnny's waiting for your call right now at 602-509-0902. You know, there are plenty more deals just like these. The Caribbean, Spain, you name it. Just call this number, 602-509-0902. Or click on the bargaintravels.biz banner on our website sponsors page. Trips are subject to availability. Call Johnny Weiss now at 602-509-0902.
Hello!
Hello, Suleiman.
Tom, wait. I want to talk to you about one thing. Your state is actually more open-minded than, let's say, Virginia. I mean, you guys allow same-sex marriage.
You know, I lived in Virginia back in the 80s, Sule. You know about that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you ever been to Stanton?
No, it's 4 hours away. I don't want to go near coal mine country.
Ah.
You know what might happen? I might end up like the guy on Deliverance.
So let me just understand this. Did you? Am I to understand that you're not? You're not into the Asian broads? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I like Afghans.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like pulling their burqa off and then going for them?
No, the burqa ones scare me. That could be a dirty bomb or a God knows what.
Good euphemism for a pussy.
A dirty bomb.
A hoarding trend.
No, really. Tom.
It's trending on Twitter now.
Hashtag it. Dirty bomb.
Suleiman's dirty bomb.
Yes, Sule.
I think you need to start allowing and Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Ice Cube, all three have them in your studio.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, and
they all get along.
Bro thing come back.
Really?
Yes.
I think we should only do that if Suleiman promises to come on the phone as the ghost of Eazy-E.
Or Notorious B.I.G.
No, I don't like Notorious B.I.G. I'm Digital Underground.
Suleiman is too far.
Oh, you're a Humpty Hump fan.
Yes, I am.
Oh, shit. Do you know any tunes? Can you sing anything?
People say, Humpty, you look really funny looking. That's all right, because I get things cooking. You say it, you play it. People just try to phase me, but they can't get near me.
This is the Tom Likas Show.